You're listening to Ian Robinson on Hot Country 103.5.
Well, Nova Scotia curling legend Colleen Jones passed away at the age of 65 yesterday after a battle with cancer. And joining me here this afternoon to remember Colleen is Bruce Rainey, the CEO and president of the Nova Scotia Sport Hall of Fame. Hey, Bruce.
Good afternoon, Ian. Thank you for the opportunity here.
Oh, man, just so glad you could join us here this afternoon on the drive home. What a day yesterday when we heard the news of the passing of Colleen Jones. And Bruce, you pretty much had a front row seat to Colleen's career over the years, working side by side and working closely. So could you share some of the memories of our friend that we lost yesterday, Colleen Jones?
I'll give you a microcosm story off the top. I started at CBC Halifax in September of 1995, and my first day there, I went in and I saw all these people who were on TV. Yeah. They were bigger than life to me, but they were busy and they were walking by. They didn't have time to stop and say, who's the new guy? And then all of a sudden at 10 o'clock, this whirling dervish came in saying, who are you? I said, I'm taking over for Doug Saunders on Maritimes tonight. And she said, you're coming with me. I'm going to show you how to do your job. And that was Colleen Jones on day one. And that began a remarkable 30-year friendship. But that story is her in a nutshell. Help the new guy, make him feel good, say hello, and get his day off to a good start. That's her in microcosm right there.
Oh, for sure. And what was it like to work day in, day out with Colleen?
Tremendous fun, first of all. I firmly believe that if you were in a room with her and not having fun, that wasn't her problem. She was a laugh a minute, full of energy, full of ideas and stories. It was just great fun. She, you know what, the stories she loved to do were about ordinary Nova Scotians doing extraordinary things. And that's how I think she saw herself. She had a good curling gift, but she didn't think she was any better than anyone. And she would as quickly talk to someone sweeping the sidewalk as she would to the CEO of a major bank. Didn't matter to her.
Wow.
So that's the kind of person she was. And if you watched her stories on CBC, she would love to go to the farthest reaches or corners of the province and find somebody doing something that she thought was neat and then just put them in the spotlight for 2 minutes. That was a great day for her.
It was just like you always knew Colleen. She was on TV, but like a part of the family. And speaking of, like, she had her family, she had curling, she had broadcasting. She was just the master of juggling all three of those things, right?
Yeah, and I've got a theory. She was the best I've ever seen at just focusing on what was right in front of her. She didn't really care what happened yesterday. Yes, she learned from it, but she really put it in the rear view quickly. And she could care less about what was coming tomorrow. She cared about the present. And for her to excel, first of all, she's on the top tier of greatest mums of all time. Mm-hmm. Just ask Zach and Luke. She was a nationally renowned broadcaster, and she's in the front row of any photo you take of the greatest curlers to ever live. So these three aspects of her life, she knocked out of the park, you know?
Phenomenal. And just, I read this quote online. She had this on the wall of her home framed. It says, always believe something wonderful is going to happen. A favorite Colleen Jones quote.
Well, it's the reason she gave cancer a fight, a really good fight for 3 years. Most of us would have capitulated much earlier. It's the reason there's 17 years between her first and second Scotties, because she never gave up. There's all these sports cliches about finding your passion and working hard and staying diligent and persevering. She made all those cliches come true. She was living proof that cliches exist because they're true.
Yeah.
And she found her passion in life. She lived it every day. And, you know, I'm really sad about this today. But if only all of us could pack as much as she packed into 150 years, let alone 65.
You bet. She did a lot. And Bruce, you two worked pretty closely. Tell us a story about, was it an Olympics? You two were in the booth and you looked at each other and was like, here's a couple of Nova Scotia kids doing this, right?
Yeah, 2018 in Pyeongchang, South Korea. There was a draw, and I had two people in the booth with me, and they had worked hard and deserved a night off. And Colleen was down on the ice doing the on-ice reporting. And I said to the producer, I said, she knows more about the game than any. Come on, bring her up with me for a show. And so she came up, and I just remember vividly, Ian, just looking at her and thinking, here I am, a kid from North Dartmouth. Here she is, a kid from Central Halifax. I use the kid liberally, that term liberally. But anyway, here we were, and I remember looking at her and saying, I am so glad right now to be in your aura and just part of your world. And I thought, how cool is it that these two Nova Scotians are are broadcasting a curling game essentially to the world. Mm. I was really proud, and I was so happy to be beside her at that moment in time.
In conversation here with Bruce Rainey this afternoon, and speaking of a kid, I hear you got a text last night from some kid from Cole Harbour. Could you share that with us, please?
Yeah, he heard, and I don't mean to name drop, but yes, Sidney Crosby sent me a text last night, and the last line in it, I mean, he shared his thoughts and his condolences, but his last line was, "She was awesome," mm-hmm. you know, and he's very gifted, this young man, and I thought, you know, that is so economic and true. Colleen Jones was awesome. He summed it up as he always does. He summed it up perfectly. So, you know, and they remind me a lot of each other. Humble,
yeah.
Committed to excellence, really proud to be Nova Scotians, and never, ever forgetting where they're from, no matter how far they've gone.
Amen. And voted the top two athletes in Nova Scotia history. So, Bruce, yeah. You're off to the Olympics again coming up in February?
Yes, the Olympics in Italy. I'll be covering curling. And I'll be missing my great pal from ice level sharing stories.
You bet, yeah. And how many Olympics is this for you, by the way? This
will be a dozen. And
wow.
I think Colleen ended up doing a dozen as well. So, and it's really nice that CBC continues to call. And curling is a lot of fun to call because, as you know, you have a chance at Canadian medals. Canada's still a big force in the sport. But as I say, this will be the first curling I've done for CBC that will not involve Colleen Jones. And man, am I going to notice that. No
you
question.
Bet. Yeah, and of course, the trial's on in downtown Halifax at the Scotiabank Center. Bruce, thanks a million for sharing some of your memories with Colleen Jones here with us this afternoon.
Ian, appreciate the opportunity. Thanks for asking.
There's Bruce Rainey, CEO and president of the Nova Scotia Sport Hall of Fame, as we did a little reminiscing about our friend Colleen Jones.